106.9 The Eagle, the only classic rock station. Ricky Aaron with you. It is Vinyl Selection. Welcome back another week. Another album, and as you just heard, Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. That can only mean one thing. Playing the entire Led Zeppelin fourth album, whatever you call it. Led Zeppelin 4, Untitled, Four Symbols, Zoso, perhaps. It doesn't have a title, and there's a reason for that. Instead, you have these four symbols, each chosen by a different member of the band. Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham. The reason that this album went untitled was because Led Zeppelin wasn't getting any respect in the media, and writers for various publications really calling them just a hype band. Jimmy Page was quoted saying, after all we had accomplished, the press was still calling us a hype, so that's why the fourth album was untitled. Not to mention, Jimmy Page didn't give a single interview in about an 18-month period around this album. It did become one of the best-selling rock albums of all time with 23 million copies in the U.S. Keeping it going here, it is Rock and Roll. That was Rock and Roll, Led Zeppelin, 106.9 The Eagle, Vinyl Selection, covering the entire 1971 masterpiece that is the fourth Led Zeppelin album, Led Zeppelin 4. And most of this album was made in the winter of 1970 going into 1971 at a place called Headley Grange. It's a country house that, according to Jimmy Page, was part of the production. It was a necessary environment to do this album. John Paul Jones said it was horrible. And you can see why. I mean, the conditions weren't perfect. It was poorly heated. It was old. It was damp. The natural acoustics of this home would create that kick that Led Zeppelin was known for. Keep it a going, the Battle of Evermore. The Eagle, and one of the staples of classic rock, one of the greatest songs of all time, Stairway to Heaven from the fourth Led Zeppelin album. Playing it in its entirety, it is Vinyl Selection. Ricky Aaron, your host. Appreciate you making us a part of it. And keeping it going with a song that Robert Plant would go on to call Hippy Dippy. And you can imagine why. It's Misty Mountain Hop. Misty Mountain Hop, Led Zeppelin, and that fourth album from Led Zeppelin in 1971, which we're covering in its entirety right now for Vinyl Selection. My name is Ricky Aaron. Appreciate you hanging out, by the way, and making us a part of your evening. One of the most famous drum intros of all time has got to be Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin, which we covered earlier in the hour, earlier in the album. That came to be because of, while they were rehearsing another track on the album, they hit kind of a speed bump and were struggling with that track. John Bonham just spontaneously started doing the drum intro for Rock and Roll, and that song was born. They were really trying to rehearse this song, Four Sticks. Four Sticks, Led Zeppelin, 106.9 The Eagle, from that untitled fourth album by them, 1971. I'm covering it in its entirety right now for Vinyl Selection, and probably one of my favorite songs in all of Led Zeppelin's category for many reasons. I just think it's a beautiful song, and it doesn't get appreciated as much as I think it should. I'll touch on it in 3.5 minutes. It's Going to California. Spend my day. Led Zeppelin 4, Going to California. Now, that song is not underrated by any stretch of the imagination. I just don't think it gets acknowledged as much as it should. I mean, it's probably one of my favorite songs by Led Zeppelin, with the Jimmy Page and the acoustic picking. You've got John Paul Jones on the mandolin mixing together perfectly. Not to mention Robert Plant throwing in some country twang to his vocals. Oh, man, it just sounds so good. It's 106.9 The Eagle, the only classic rock station. This is Vinyl Selection, getting ready to wrap up the entire 1971 Led Zeppelin fourth album. Appreciate you making us a part of it. If you missed any bit of this, do not worry. I will have it on our website probably middle of next week, birminghamseagle.com, so you can check it out there. And until then, have a great rest of your weekend. Wrapping it up with the closing track from Zoso, Untitled, Led Zeppelin 4, whatever you call it, it's When the Levee Breaks.